BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Happy Halloween! It is Halloween in the Bad House. And we just like to say, be safe and happy Halloween. I want to suck your blood. Now, the Laird, what a Bad House, Ben Clocking in, man. Happy Halloween, everybody. 72 degrees right now, wet streets. It is raining. It is wet. We're going to deal with rain. Most of the morning is going to clear out by late morning and then make way for an all right Halloween, but it still should be wet if you're going trick-or-treating later on this afternoon with a light chance of rain later on tonight. Today's high is going to top out right near 78, so if you're going trick-or-treating tonight, you might want to wait about, the rain chance just increased throughout most of the night. So, yeah, it's going to be a wet one. You're going to need an umbrella if you're going to trick-or-treat tonight. With temperatures tonight are going to be in the mid-60s, so about 64, 65 degrees if you're going out trick-or-treat tonight. The high today is going to reach 78, 72 right now. And in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Oh, Lord, who was that?
I'm Cam Newton.
I just died in the studio.
Good morning to y'all.
Good morning, Cam Newton. How you doing?
I'm fine. How y'all doing?
You got your own microphone and everything.
I'm at my press conference.
I like your scarf, Cam.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look rather dapper this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
How's doing this today?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Good morning, everybody.
So, do you plan on getting your job back, Cam Newton?
I mean, I'm repairing myself right now.
You're repairing yourself?
Yeah, I'm just getting myself together right
you
now.
You repairing yourself?
Not pre-paying?
I'm doing some work.
On yourself?
Yes.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay. How do you feel like the team is going right now since you've been
gone? I mean,
it's
cool, but you know, it would be better with me.
Okay.
It would be better with me. You know, I'm Cam Newton.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that they want Josh Allen to remain. How do you feel about that?
Kyle,
Josh, same piece. His middle name, Josh.
It's not about him. It's all about me. I'm Cam Newton.
Okay.
Keep pounding.
Okay. Cam, you do a lot of stuff for the community. We just want to say congratulations.
Thank you. But Cam,
you know, I got another question from the barbershop.
What is it?
They want to know when you're going to stop wearing dresses.
Well, I don't have one dress today.
Not today you don't?
No.
So what do you equate your style to, Cam?
Me. I'm Cam Newton.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Cam Newton.
You going to keep asking questions later?
Yeah, I want to interview Cam. Okay. You know what I mean? So I'm interviewing JM Cam Newton. You ain't got no questions for Cam?
No, not at all.
All right. Sorry, the madhouse. What is it? Thank you, Cam.
You're welcome.
You going to be here all morning?
Be here all morning.
Thanks, Cam. We got a show. Thanks, Cam. Thank you, Cam. Cameron.
Yeah, I understand that you know you like the Redskins and everything, but I'm Cam Newton and I'm here.
y'all play the Redskins this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Week 11 or 12.
You know why we're going to beat them?
Why you going to beat them?
Because I'm Cam Newton.
Okay.
This was thank you, Cam. I appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
Can I get a picture with you, Cam?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take a picture with you.
All right. Damn none of Laird Morning Madhouse. Also, the Madhouse with us this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Burpee.
Good morning, Burpee.
Okay.
You know who's saying good morning to you?
Yes.
It's me, Cam Newton.
Thanks, Cam.
All right.
Cam, how many times are you going to say
your
name?
Why are you dressed like a sports analyst? I don't get it.
Cam Newton.
Nah, that's Cam over there. She pulled it off.
Hey, y'all. I don't even. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Burpee.
Happy Halloween, I guess.
From Cam Newton.
Oh, we got an action-packed show for y'all this morning. It's definitely going down. We got a crazy news story coming up at 6 o'clock
hour. Get the microphone.
That's dope. I like it. I like it, Burpee. You can say what you want. Jessica pulled it off. She pulled it off. You a hater, Burpee.
Good morning from Cam.
And look, I'm my little stupid self over here really concerned, not knowing. Forgetting that it's Halloween.
Yeah.
When the show started, I'm texting. I'm like, you good? We done started. Where you at, Jess?
She had to run out.
Just left.
Just left to go get Cam. All right, man, let's get it started this morning.
Because I'm Cam Newton.
With this inspiration, power word out of morning coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says, gift.
Another Malaria the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B 605, 5 minutes out to 6 o'clock. And yes, please go to my Instagram page and see Miss Jessica's Halloween costume. Let me know, did she pull it off or not? I think she did.
She definitely pulled it off.
It's Cam Newton.
And if she say that one more time, I'm gonna push out that seat.
Keep pounding.
I'm gonna keep pounding.
All right.
John Doe said you definitely pulled it off, Miss Jessica.
Cam.
With the shoes. Yeah.
Thank you.
He said it was the shoes that put you over the top.
Cam Bam Newton.
You got to show your ankles.
No Limit Larry, the boy, the madhouse. It's time for, you know, your madhouse question of the day. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, today's question from the Madhouse Nation is, what is the worst Halloween candy ever?
That's not the question. It's being brought to you by Miss Jessica's second annual
Boobash!
Boobash! You can join Miss Jessica today.
Just today. Where you didn't going read the line today. Before
exactly.
You went on air?
Yeah, it says...
I'll do it.
From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McCrory YMCA, you got... The McCrory. Shut up, Larry. You got free candy buckets to the first 50 kids, like music by DJ Butter Fingers, trunk or treat, food, prizes, and lots and lots and lots of candy. Go to power98fm.com. All right, today's question of the day is...
I've already asked it.
No, that's the wrong one.
No, man, that's the question what Miss Jessica said. I'm not going to confuse the people.
No, it's not confusing.
What's the worst Halloween candy
Why are you
ever?
Talking to that microphone?
Because I'm Cam Newton and I'm at my press conference.
Nobody. It's radio, Jessica. They can't see that microphone.
I'm sick of you in this microphone. I'm about to take it and start taking it.
The worst Halloween candy ever? It's nature's candy, raisins. Oh my God.
Raisins? That ain't candy.
They say it's nature's candy. Y'all ever got raisins at Halloween?
I don't know.
I've definitely gotten raisins.
If I
Halloween.
Did, I'd probably throw them away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you throw them away. Don't
well,
do
I probably
that.
Gave them to somebody. I eat raisins, though.
There is no kid in America that wants raisins at Halloween if they're out here trick-or-treating.
You probably right.
The worst candy is candy corn.
No, I love candy corn. Oh, my God, it is so good.
Absolute worst.
It is so delicious.
Do you eat candy corn like that? Like, is it like Halloween? And I'm like, I'm going to go get me a bag
of
candy.
That's what I look forward to. I look forward to Halloween coming because I know I'm going to get some candy corn.
Really?
Yes, I love candy corn.
I don't mind it, but it is not like my favorite.
My wife gets bags of it like throughout the year, not just Halloween.
You're like candy corn the way Burpee and I are like candy canes during
Christmas. Oh, man, during Christmas.
Yeah, so I'm like that about candy corn.
The regular
corn.
Ones. Wow. I don't like the flavor candy cane. Yeah.
But the worst Halloween candy is licorice, like black licorice.
Licorice is horrible.
I hate that.
Who likes licorice?
I don't even know why they make it.
I don't even know why they make it. But I think it's got some like health benefits to it.
Yeah, okay.
I think people who were raised in the Jim Crow era like licorice. I don't know what, like that kind of candy that really didn't have no look or name to it or flavor. That's what that came up in that time.
And licorice just tastes like medicine.
Yeah, and the black jelly bean.
Yeah, because it's licorice.
Yeah, it's licorice.
I don't like
jelly
beans.
You don't like jelly beans at all?
Mm-mm. I used to like it when I was little. But
only
like
certain flavors.
Yeah, only certain. I'm like you, Jess. Only certain flavors.
Jelly belly. Like, I have to eat jelly belly. And they have to be the certain flavor.
Yeah, I only eat certain flavors. But,
but it's black jelly bean.
Why did they make the black jelly bean nasty?
Ugh.
See, they were sending a message back then.
Black ain't a taste. It's not a flavor.
What?
Black ain't a flavor. What you know black? Look, now think about it. When you
black pepper.
And it tastes some way.
Yes.
You ever ate pepper by itself?
Yes.
Black-eyed peas.
Yeah, black-eyed peas.
That ain't all black. It's the pea part that people like.
Man, how do we tap in on the question? I ain't talking to you no more.
Madhouse Nation, if you're confused, the question is, what is the worst Halloween candy ever? Let us know. Head on over to our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No limit, Larry. These folks got to hit his. No cap.
All right, it is 6:21 here in the Queen City on this Halloween. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Forbes has released their list of deceased celebrities' yearly earnings. It goes from October 2018. Earnings. My bad. From this scarf is tight underneath my head.
Cam,
I don't know
how
Cam walk around like this. All right. The time period covers October 2018 to October 2019. Michael Jackson takes the number one spot for the seventh year in a row with $60 million. Elvis Presley comes in at number two with $39 million. But making the list this year is Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle makes the list. It doesn't say how much, but I think that he is, what, number nine on the list, right before Dr. Seuss and after Prince. Yeah, so he's on the list. He's making some money, even though he's passed away. I'm Miss Jessica Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
All the kids around the world.
Cult classic. Come on now.
Wow.
Sing it, Larry.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that. Is that Meek Mill, Chris Brown, Ty Dolla, whatever you need, Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Meek Mill, Ty Dolla Sign, Chris Brown, whatever you need. 6:25 minutes at 6 o'clock.
You know what? Cam Newton really likes that song.
And it's Happy Halloween here in the Madhouse. And the Madhouse question of the day is what today, Miss Jessica?
The question is, what is the worst Halloween candy ever? Ever.
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever. What was the one you like? I do not want this in my bucket.
And I said licorice.
Yeah.
Licorice, I said candy corn.
Ugh. A lot of people are going to agree with you about licorice.
Yeah, licorice is terrible.
And candy corn. I see a lot of people say
I can't believe people don't like candy corn.
And I said nature's candy. I don't want no raisins. Mm. Don't give me no raisins.
All right, how do we tap in on the conversation?
You can join the conversation on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
We play your responses back at 9:20 this morning, so make sure you listen out for that. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback, and of course, we got a crazy news story on the way this hour. It's Pot Out of the Gate.
No Limit Larry!
Happy Halloween. I'm No Limit Larry and I'm on a Madhouse.
That's crazy.
Crazy news been brought to you by $2 Fridays going down tomorrow. I'm going down tomorrow night at the White House by myself, DJ Butterfingers. We all the way up in it. The Scorpios, they're going to be in there doing their thing because it is Scorpio season. And it is a Scorpio bash tomorrow going down at the White House. $2 Fridays, myself, DJ Butterfingers up in it. All right, Jess, what we got?
All right, this story is coming from the University of Oxford. The students have voted to nix hand clapping at commencement services. All right? They are no longer going to clap hands. They're saying that they're not doing this because loud noises, including whooping and traditional applause, are argued to present an access issue for some disabled students who have anxiety disorders, sensory sensitivity, and or those who use hearing impairment aids. So instead of applause, now the students at the University of Oxford and the staff and everybody who attends their events will be asked to use jazz hands. Jazz hands, people. That is how you will applaud. Jazz hands. If you're not familiar with jazz hands, they're also similar to spirit fingers.
I am so mad at these people. You know what? The University of Oxford must not have. They must not have black folk. Because ain't no black folk finna sit back and watch their baby graduate and not clap, cheer, stomp, dance, break dance, cartwheel, backward flip, and do something. I'm going to tell you right now, look up the University of Oxford population and see and look at their demographics to see how many African Americans attend this university.
You know what's going
ain't no way. Ain't no way. I'm going to tell you right now. If I was at the University of Oxford and my son or daughter graduated from there, I'm clapping. What they going to do? Lock me up? It won't be the first time.
I'm sick of people always making a reason for to change something. Like, really? Clapping? Clapping. Because one or two... Who? There's so much wrong with this.
They didn't like
so
clapping.
So I'm wondering if, you know, society has changed, times are changing and things
clapping.
Like that.
Clapping!
I am wondering if there are more people in the world now that are dealing with anxiety. Are there more people in the world that are dealing with anxiety to sort of justify these types of changes? Do we have more people that are dealing with this, with these issues?
I think that part may be true, but at the same time, man, you're going to let me celebrate my baby. Right. I don't care what you say.
I don't think it's people not clapping who have
give me anxiety.
I think people, the climate of the world now and how sensitive people are to everything, people find a reason to be like, oh, I don't like this, so we got to change it.
Yeah.
You know what,
Burber?
I ain't gonna take no more of this monkey shit.
Power 98 presents.
What the Benny said, man, it's the baby, the bird.
The Winter Block Party, starring Charlotte's own, the baby.
I see her at 21 and she is savage.
December 5th at the Bojangles Coliseum.
You know, I ain't come to play that TDR snap.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. That's right.
And Cam Newton.
And Cam Newton, yeah. Cam Newton is still here. As we're talking about crazy news, we're talking about the University of Oxford. They told y'all if you come up there, you're coming for graduations and things of that nature, you can't clap no more, right?
No more clapping. Instead, they are rude. They're asking you to use jazz hands. Spirit fingers, which is the sign, you know, when you're using sign language, that is the sign for applause.
Right. But they're not doing it because nobody deaf.
Well, they are doing it for people that have social anxiety, that have hearing impairments, you know, people that have disabilities and things like that. They are doing it for them.
Mm. Well, upon further research, you know, I asked a question during the crazy news. I said, how many black people go there? Thanks to our digital department, digital director, DJ Shark, we discovered out of 28,000 attendees or students that go to the University of Oxford, approximately about 70 to 75 are black or African-American descent.
Which means, you know what this means, right?
What?
They're going to be using spirit fingers and jazz hands.
Which means that you outnumbered.
No, I'm saying, like, you're outnumbered. So the spirit and the jazz hands wins.
But why? Somebody mama going to come in there. Because first of all, they didn't think their child was going to make it to the University of Oxford. And they going to come in there and say, y'all ain't stopping me from clapping for my baby.
Yeah, that would be me all the way.
Oh, that's going to be, and I'm walking in the building clapping. You hear me?
Hell, you so disrespectful.
I am. You ain't going to tell me I can't clap because somebody else got anxiety. Well, put their ass in the room by themselves then. How about that?
Ain't burpee?
No.
Not the views of nobody else.
Right?
No, because you always got to change hundreds and thousands of people what they do regularly because a couple people don't do so. Okay, what happened, Larry? In schools, in elementary schools, when the kids couldn't do things regularly.
Don't include me.
You know what they had?
They had trailers
in the back before kids.
Don't include me.
Get it together. You know what else they got, Larry? They got other classes for other teachers for kids who don't learn like other children. You don't stop everybody else from learning the regular way.
Here's my thing. People have disabilities.
Yeah.
You can't... They didn't choose to have these disabilities. If it's something as simple as me doing jazz hands or spirit fingers, I have no problem doing it because these people didn't ask to have the disabilities that they have. And if it bothers them, then I have no problem helping them out so that I don't ignite their social anxiety.
Absolutely.
That's hard for people to go through.
Absolutely.
And you have to have a little bit of compassion for people that have these disabilities.
You
now, if my thing is this, if I make a mistake and I slip up and I clap, you got to show me some compassion, too.
Right.
Because I've had years of clapping for people and showing that as excitement.
Right.
But I don't have, this is, we're talking about spirit fingers and jazz hands. I'll go along with it.
Okay.
I'll play along
okay.
with it.
I tell you what. I completely what. Understand that. I really, I know that people have disabilities, but you can't, you're not going to tell me I'm changing all of this because of something else that, okay. Conform what that person is doing. Go put them in a room so they can watch the graduation on TV.
Now you got
You know now.
I'm with the spirit fingers, but I'm going to tell you right now. If my son or daughter go to University of Oxford and I'm black, I'm clapping.
Hey, see what I mean?
They're going to lock me up. I respect your position, but respect mine too. That's
I'll make
saying.
A sign. I'll make a sign and I'll hold my yell. Sign up so that they'll see it.
Did they say you couldn't yell? Let's go, big dog. Let's go.
He has loud noises and including whooping. I've seen children go haywire due to loud noises and things like that.
Right.
So if I have a brother or sister and they're graduating and I have to bring their sibling, their younger sibling, you know, I get it. I understand that's a child. That child can't control that. So I'll do jazz hands or whatever. But if a clap, then, you know, I respect that too. But this is too easy.
That's why they got earplugs, headphones.
Yes,
they can't
this is college, though. This is University of Oxford. They're grown.
They are grown.
Oh, no, I'm talking about if a child is coming
to see their
sibling graduate. Yeah. Yeah, you know? You.
So okay. Now you telling me because of somebody who ain't even going to the school, I can't clap? Oh, no. Hell no.
You just have no compassion.
None whatsoever.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine. Y'all know how it goes down. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. You know how it goes. Shout out to yo daddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
570 WPEG. We cutting up, man. It's Black Yustin, Tory Lanez, and Power 98. Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Blow for new hip hop and R&B. 704, 4 minutes out to 7 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 78, 72 degrees right now. It is raining, it's wet, it's going to rain all day long, all the way throughout the night. So if you're planning on going trick or treating, you're going to need an umbrella, you're going to need a raincoat and some galoshes to walk through that thing, baby. I'm telling you right now. Or you can just come to Miss Jessica's Boo Bash. It's going to be live at the Macquarie YMCA, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know, Miss Jessica's going to have a lot of candid DJ Butterfingers going to be in the building. You know, it always goes down because she's always doing good in the hood. So join Miss Jessica today, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the McCoy YMCA for that free candy while it lasts. So come through.
While it lasts.
Yeah.
come while it lasts.
Last year you did about 350 people, right, kids?
We did about 300 people last year. But first 50 kids, they get there, they get candy buckets with a little bit of candy in it. But we're going to have games and we're going to be giving out candy and things like that. So shout out to my partner, the McCoy YMCA.
All right, there it is, man. Coming up next, we're going to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! 570 WPEG is that Chris Brown Gunner. We talking about that heat. 705 is Pot 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time to let y'all shine, and it's being brought to y'all by Friday Night Lights. You know, every Friday night, we shining under the lights. Providence taking on Olympic this Friday night. It's another edition of Friday Night Lights. We're going to be headed over to the Big O. 7 o'clock, man. You can join me and the rest of the Power 98 squad for Friday Night Lights. And right now, join me as we let people shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on, get your shine on, get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me. Shine this morning.
Power 98, I'm Cam Newton. Who you wanna shine? I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Jordan Joyner. She is turning 10 years old this morning. Girl, say happy birthday to your sister.
Happy birthday, Jordan!
That's really cute. Shine on me.
Good morning, Power 98. You want to let somebody shine?
Yes, good morning. I want to let number 33 for those Vance Cougars, Xavier Turner, shine in his induction into the National Honor Society. Mommy is so proud of you, baby.
I was a part of the National Honor Society. That is a good and great honor to be to have in high school. It looks great on your college resume.
I need to see the receipts.
Stop hijacking people's signs, man.
I was saying that that's big for a child to be a part of that. Big bro, shut up. Good morning. Who you want to let shine?
Good morning. Hey. I want to let my son, Ryan, shine. He's had a tough week, and I just want him to know mommy loves him, and he can keep on doing it.
You know what else,
I want to let my man Low Key shine down there in Newton. He said they got early voting going on and they are coming out in historical numbers. Big, big shout out to him down there in Newton. And I want to let my nephew, that's right, my nephew Sterling Cathy, he's shining down there at the University of Florida doing his thug thizzle, becoming a doctor. Go on and shine, nephew.
Your nephew can help me with my ailments.
Yeah, he got you, Cam. Right. He got to help your shoulder.
All right.
Hey, Cam, stop talking so much. You might get hurt. Larry, I want to let Angelo shine over there. Blessed by the best soul food. Boy, we ate over there yesterday. That food was, let me tell you something. That was something special right there. Lo, you did your thing out there, boy. Shout out to you.
That burger's so big over there. It's bigger than your head, baby. That burger was
Hashtag no tanks. Shut up,
man. Cam Newton does think that you have a big head, baby.
Defoe got to hit his no cap.
720 here in the Queen City. Your nosy neighbor news is up next. Got tickets for you to go see Jadenna. So you got to keep it locked. We're going to be talking about this is not my nosy neighbor news. My goodness. All right, we're going to be talking about Dreezy and Jacquees.
Cam Newton, boy.
Cam Newton over here trying to sabotage me. Nicki Minaj, she finally got something. We're going to be talking about that. Bad news for Kodak Black. And R. Kelly was a no-show in court yesterday. Why was R. Kelly a no-show in court yesterday?
He's still locked up.
Got to go to court. He was supposed to be seen in court.
Oh, they ain't let him. They wouldn't let him out.
Who wouldn't let him out, Larry?
The prison people wouldn't let him out because he's still locked up. Like because you remember it was another case where he didn't get to go to court because they wouldn't let him out. They wouldn't let him go to court.
No, he chose not to go.
Oh, he just chose not to
go. Yeah, he was like, I'm not going.
Oh, he's sick. You know, he's been sick with
that. Didn't he say he was losing his vision or something?
Yeah, he's blind and stuff.
So, because he's blind.
Yeah, he can't go nowhere.
That's why he didn't go. Yeah, that's what both of y'all going with.
He couldn't see his way there.
All right, well, all right, keep it locked.
Solitary, because he believed he could fly.
Why R. Kelly did not make it to court. That's coming up in your nosy neighbor news.
He was trapped in the closet.
Next.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that. DJ Mustard Roddy Rich is balling here on Charlotte's Blood Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, October 31st, Halloween. It's being brought to you by Ebenezer Baptist Church. You can join me this Saturday from 1 until 3. The address is 13925 Irwin Road, right out there in the Steel Creek community. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Dreezy is not here for Jacquees in his Instagram post. Jacquees wrote, "You can't make me feel bad for the decisions you may." Well, Dreezy clapped back and said, "When I air your mess out on this app, don't you say anything." And that's me editing her comment. Dreezy and Jacquees broke up in September. Now, Dreezy did just release the video for Love Someone, and Jacquees is in the video, but that was shot prior to their breakup. Nicki Minaj finally got her wedding ring. Her husband and the designer worked on the design for several months. He says he didn't want anything too gaudy for Nicki, so he decided on a simple 17-carat center with a VVS 2 clarity. As for the cost of the wedding rings, Nicki wants it to be known that her husband paid for them with his own money, and it ran him about $1.1 million. Rapper Kodak Black was involved in a prison scuffle on Tuesday night. No word on exactly how Kodak was involved, but a prison guard was hurt and taken to the hospital. Kodak pled guilty to state and federal firearms charges back in August and will be sentenced on November 13th. Lil Wayne revealed a secret. The rapper recently said, "Every song that I put out was unfinished. Well, now we all know the truth. He says that that's his bad habit. He would stay up working very, very long, but never finished anything that he started, including all of his music. More problems for R. Kelly. The singer was a no-show in court yesterday because his little toe has an infection. His toe, his little piggy got a little toe infection, and his toenail had to be removed. Letting y'all know, right? R. Kelly says that he was worried that someone was going to step on his toe if he went to court. He is wearing a boot as he recovers from the infection and the procedure. The next hearing for R. Kelly is scheduled for February.
His little toe, he hurt his little toe. He got to remove his toenail. I don't want nobody to step on it.
Happy birthday to Willow Smith. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. You a winner.
98.5, 98. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I like winners like that, but she was happy. She want to go somewhere. Don't nobody take her nowhere. She ready to go somewhere. And I'm ready for y'all to go hit the hashtag, the hottest hashtag on IG, baby. The hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad. All right, big dog. Let's find out what Larry mad about today.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see what.
Hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by the Sketchbook Tour. You know our girl Fantasia is coming home. Yep, November the 30th. That's Friday, November. Actually, sorry, Friday, November the 29th. Fantasia, Robin Thicke, Tank, Bonfire, all live at the Bojangles Coliseum. Tickets on sale right now. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. Shout out to Fantasia coming home Friday, November the 29th to do her thing with the Sketchbook Tour. And make sure you download her brand new album. All right, hashtag Larry mad. Larry is mad. And what in the hell is this zombie apocalypse going on? You know, crazy news or crazy stories usually come out of one or two places, right, Bert?
Florida.
Well,
South Carolina.
And it's coming out of South Carolina. They hate, but I can't make this up. Coming straight up out of Aiken, South Carolina, a man was arrested on yesterday for stabbing a woman half a dozen times. But somebody please ask me why he say he stabbed this woman. Somebody ask me.
Why?
He said he stabbed this woman. And this is what I'm mad at. He said he stabbed this woman because she was trying to feed him the zombies. Not only am I mad at his explanation, I am also mad because he was tested for drugs and alcohol and they found none in his system. He was just damn crazy. He said the woman was trying to feed him the zombies. That's why he poked the woman with the knife half a dozen times. Man, if y'all don't lock up William and put him away under the jail with no lock, no key, tell him to go get some mental health evaluation or something. I don't know what movie he watched before he stabbed his woman, but he don't need to watch that now another time. Aiken, South Carolina, I told you, I can't make this up. It's a true story. You can Google it. This man said he stabbed this woman because she said, or she was trying to feed him the zombies. But where was the zombies at? Where the zombies at, big dog? Where the zombies at? You didn't produce no zombies. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Damn, South Carolina.
No Limit Larry.
Whatever gets you revved up.
new flavor in your ear right there. But it's going to do it right there. Incognito live in the kitchen on Throwback Thursday. Let's go. All right, it's time to get Beverly Stouts. Oh, Lord.
Yep. Yeah. It's one of my two favorite days of the week, Larry. Please, would you hit my hotkey? Shut your dumb ass up. All right, let's go ahead and get this list started.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Thank you. First on this list.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Okay, calm down there.
Oh, okay. My bad. I got
first on this list, Kanye West. He seemed to be on this list every week now. He made another statement. Go ahead, Larry.
Is using me as a human being, you know, I, you know, as humbly as I can put it, he's using me to show off. Last year, I made $115 million and still ended up $35 million in debt. This year, I looked up and I just got $68 million returned to me on my tax returns. And people say, oh, don't talk about these numbers. No, people need to hear someone that had been put into debt by the system talk about these kind of numbers now that they're in service to Christ. So you think your awakening, your spiritual awakening is part of my success. Absolutely.
Kanye, okay, at some point, that's just boasting. The word says, be not ye boastfulized. Something like that. It say, don't brag about what you got. That's
shut
what the word
dumb
say.
Shut your
dumb ass up. Kanye, you are not $6 to $8 million and you telling everybody to listen to the money that you got back because you in debt by the system. What system? What debt are you in, Kanye West? I'm sick of him. Let him hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb ass up.
I saw the worst fight in my life.
I saw it too.
Yesterday. In the NBA, Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns got into the worst fight, the worst tussle I have ever seen because I ain't seen nobody connect on that punch. Larry, it sounded like they were saying this to each other while they were fighting. Stop. Get off me. get up. Get off me. He bit me. Hey, Joel Embiid and Karl Anthony Towns.
Shut your dumb ass up. It was terrible.
It was the worst fight.
But you don't
want to
see NBA players fight anyway. You know what I mean? You don't.
They weren't fighting.
I mean, you don't want to see this anyway for the NBA.
That was.
But it was
absolutely
dumb. I'm glad they didn't throw any real punches. I'm glad.
Time out. I take that back, Larry. That was the second worst fight I ever saw in my life. I saw the worst fight after I saw the worst fight. When Bad Baby and Woe Vicky got to fighting in the studio.
It looked like they was about
Bad Baby walked in the studio and said, where she at? Where she at? You didn't even hit my body. Okay, Woe Vicky was on top of you throwing UFC haymakers. Maybe she didn't feel it because the adrenaline be pumping, but maybe she didn't see it coming because her eyes were closed. Hey, Bad Baby!
Shut your dumb ass up.
Last but not least, Lisa Rae, we sick of you talking about Nicole Murphy ruining your marriage and Dwayne Martin. She must be trying to get some more work, but it's just not working, baby. You always going to be diamond from the Players Club. So leave it alone. Let it go. Don't nobody want to hear about your old marriage no more. Lisa Rae,
shut your dumb ass up.
That's all I got on the list.
And those were Beverly Stouts. Think about it.
I put that 40 out, he better have an angel with him. All them n****s and whoever they got hanging with him.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his
8:22 here in the Queen City. It is time for a Nosy Neighbor News quickie. Bobby Brown says that Nancy Reagan's Just Say No campaign came from New Edition. According to the singer, they were all at this function and the former first lady asked them, what do you say when someone offers you drugs? They responded, just say no.
They got it on video. I seen the video before.
They were about 14 and 15 years old at the time. Bobby said that the campaign took off from there and they didn't get any credit. Now, Bobby said this in an interview with D.L. Hughley. And D.L. Hughley said, you didn't get any credit because you didn't say no, Bobby.
Exactly, Bobby. You said yes a lot of times, Bobby. And probably still saying yes.
Oh, man. I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
All right. Coming up, we got a situation. We got Melanie Holt from the hit show. What is it? Love and Marriage Huntsville?
Love and Marriage Huntsville.
I get that mixed up with To Have and Hold. But They're both on OWN. We're going to be chatting with her about that television show right after this Drake Nonstop here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Star phone is ringing. Who got in the phone, Ms. Jess?
You know who it is from the hit own television show. We have Miss Melody Holt from Love and Marriage Huntsville. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Melody, who you married to?
I'm married to Martell Holt, last name Holt.
For the people who haven't seen it, I know you all have a couple of seasons in, but for the people who haven't seen this show, tell us a little bit about it.
You know, this show, I mean, first of all, I think that it's one of the top, you know, unscripted shows that's out there right now because we're really giving real reality. You know, it's based on three couples here in Huntsville, Alabama, which is unique in itself, the fact that Alabama has a reality show, right? And so, you know, it's there are three couples.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Both myself, my husband, and then two Scott families as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of us are dealing with different friendship and relationship, marital, business struggles. And so we're just really showing all of that to the viewers pretty much, you know, with no filter.
Now, most reality shows, Melody, they, you know, let's be honest, they're the typical, let's argue, let's fight, we got beef with this couple, we got beef with that couple. What is the difference in this show from any other reality show that's on?
I think one of the main things is the fact that, you know, we're not a casted group. We were actually real friends before there was ever a show. So I think that's a unique thing in itself. A lot of times when you have those casted groups, a lot of things probably, you know, go to the next level because they don't really even know each other. They really aren't friends or never had a friendship. Whereas with us, you know, we were all friends before, long before the show. So that makes it even more real. For sure.
Melody Holt on the line from Love and Marriage Huntsville. Your husband is working hard to get you back, girl. How does how does that feel playing your relationship out, your relationship troubles out on television for the world to see?
I will say that for one, it takes, you know, it takes a lot of strength. You know what I mean? Because most times in reality TV, you may get to relationship struggles later after you've seen the couple, two, three, four seasons, right? Whereas we've really, you know, been transparent and come out the gate with our issue. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it takes a very strong person. But at the end of the day, in the transparency, the goal is to show people that, hey, no matter how great you may be doing in business or, you know, in terms of raising your kids and being this power couple, there are still and can be still underlying problems. And if that's the same thing that you're able to relate to as you're watching this show, you know, knowing that it's not just you. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with you. It's not just you. It happens to the best of us. And so, you know, it's definitely one of those things where it's tough, but I'm so glad that we decided to be transparent.
That's what's up. With your friends on the show, are they being transparent as well, or are they just kind of sugarcoating stuff?
You know, to eat this own, you know, I'll let the viewers continue to watch. and decide for themselves. Stay tuned on that. See how everything plays out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, hey, decide if you feel like, yeah, they were keeping it real or not.
Now, Melody, you know, a lot of people say reality television isn't real reality. How much of your show is real reality? Like,
well, girl, let me tell you, first of all, we're dealing with the Carlos King, honey. So
not the Carlos King.
So anybody that knows Carlos is all about keeping it 100 and real. So our show is really, you know, what you're seeing is what it is. Mm. You know, and that's the other unique thing I think about our show is the fact that we are very much so keeping it real, period.
So you're not really with your husband. Are you dating?
No, I'm not dating. And I'm not going to say if I am or am not really with my husband. Y'all going to have to stay tuned for that, too.
I'm trying to get a tell me a little something. You know what I mean? Tom. Somebody might be trying to pull up in Huntsville or something. You know what I mean?
Melody.
Might be trying to change the last name to OSAP or something.
Look, you tried it.
I did. Early this morning.
You never know.
Melody, what's one thing that you want the public and the fans of the show to know about you and your husband that isn't portrayed on the show?
Well, for one, the fact that we, you know, unfortunately, our idea of this playing more of the business side has not happened yet. I can't wait until that does happen because at the end of the day, you know, we were 22 and 26 whenever we got married and started our first company. And, you know, what, 2 years after that, we were able to leave our 9-to-5s and be sole entrepreneurs. Like, that's all we do is run our businesses. And so, you know, I think that that's major, especially at such a young age, because, hey, at that age, usually most people aren't making those kind of sacrifices. They're still, you know, partying, having fun, and you know what I'm saying? Where we were out cutting grass and cleaning homes and building this brand and building this business. And so we've actually been able to be, you know, work together in doing that for 10 plus years and reach some major milestones from taking our company from zero to a $1 million company, then to a multi-million dollar company. And so I'm only 33. And, you know, we're still grinding. You know what I mean?
Well, let me hold something since you got that $1 million company then.
Okay, come on.
Nah.
Come on in. We got you.
Come
on,
girl. You so country.
Come on, we got you.
Melody Holt from the hit show on OWN. Tell all of Madhouse Nation how they can watch the show and everything.
You can catch the show every Saturday night, 9-8 Central Standard Time. Of course, on, you know, OWN Oprah Winfrey Network. Check us out. You can also check it out on the OWN app. Binge watch it and check up if you have not, you know, caught the first few episodes. And just, you know, be ready for a roller coaster ride because, you know, it's on and popping on Love and Marriage Huntsville.
That's what it is. I'm about to go in there and see if you date.
Okay. And my social media handles are Melody S. Holt, you know, for Instagram and for Facebook and for Twitter. So be sure to follow your girl. I got a lot of things going on. So, you know, to stay in the loop of what I'm always working on, just follow me on my social media handles.
There it is. Well, I'm sliding your DM.
Larry.
No, he's not.
I'm just talking junk.
Oh, I know. I said you own it this morning. You trying it early this morning.
I'm trying to get on the show. I can't get on the show.
You never know. You never know what God has planned.
Amen, sister. Amen, sister.
Thank you, Miss Melody Hope.
Thank you so much. You guys have an amazing day.
No Larry.
Power 98 is happy.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you black smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Akaya.
What up, Akaya?
Hey.
What's up? We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two out of three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? All right, I'm going to kick it out for you, okay?
Okay.
In the song.
Say it one more time.
In the song Hustlin' by Rick Ross, who owed Rick Ross 100 favors?
Who was it?
I know blank blank. I know blank blank. He owed me 100 favors.
What?
Yeah, she don't got him.
No.
You know who, Len?
I know blank blank. I know blink blink. He owe me 100 favors. I can't say the name because then she might have got it.
I know, but the way you...
What you got for it, Bert?
All right, my question is, I need you to finish this black saying. While you getting a whooping, your parents will tell you, I brought you in this world.
And I'll take you out.
And I will take you out.
All right, you're still in the game. You got one last chance. You get this correct, you win. You are black smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card.
Okay.
What you got for Ms. Justin?
All right, I'm dressed up as Cam Newton today for Halloween. Cam Newton made what dance popular on the football field?
The dance.
There it is.
You got it, baby. You got it. You got it.
That is correct, and you won tickets to go see All Elite Wrestling going down November 6th at the Bojangles Coliseum. Chris Jericho's going to be there, John Moxley, Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, and more. You can go to power98fm.com for more details. Now, tell everybody what station hooked you up with those tickets.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store. Follow me. Be sure to follow up.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Make Your Madhouse question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
We talking about Halloween. What is the worst Halloween candy that you can get?
All over my page, man, everybody is saying candy corn. And I love candy corn.
Yeah,
I look forward to Halloween just for candy corn. But all over my page and in my DMs, they are saying candy corn. And somebody said some type of lemon something. Oh, water taffy. I'm sorry. Saltwater taffy. He said he ate those.
Oh, I love saltwater taffies. Ugh. I love them.
Yeah, I got a lot of candy corn on mine. And somebody said, them God offer good and plenty candies.
Oh, good. Because good and plenty is licorice, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think good and plenty is licorice.
A lot of people said those bottle caps, too. Those bottle caps
are horrible.
Ugh, I never had that. That looks disgusting.
Those are horrible.
But yeah, that's the majority of what I got.
Blackie Chan said Tootsie Rolls, which I'm like,
what?
Yeah, cut it out.
Really?
Tootsie Rolls? You ain't
Anora Elizabeth said Halloween Kisses, which I'm shocked about. Not Your Average Chick said the black and orange wrap.
Taffy. I like them.
Yeah, they tripping with
that. They good.
I like those.
That's a little peanut butter balls.
And then I had a couple of people. on my Facebook page that said Smarties.
What? I don't really like Smarties. I don't really like them.
I don't like Smarties. However, I do like.
I spit them out.
The sweet tarts.
Yeah, I like sweet tarts
that are shaped like Smarties.
Yeah.
But I don't like.
I don't like Smarties like that either. All right, Mr. What the Hell is on the voicemail. What you got, big dog?
This is Mr. What the Hell. I just want to say happy birthday to my baby sister, Ebony Davis, the most beautifulest girl over at Kix, and the best early Christmas present ever. And look here, candy corn is good. Licorice, terrible. White people, when black kids come to your door, don't put no damn raisins and prunes in their bag. They don't want no damn prunes and no lemon. If that burger bigger than Burpee Head, boy, that's a big ass burger.
It was big. It was a big burger. Shout out to my man Angelo over there, blessed by the best soul food. Hey, you got it on your mind, you can let it off. And of course, tune in, tap in for the Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. There it is. Hashtag MHQOTD.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.